put those down or their names down. And that ties up the court for the whole population because it's, they want their group for the next 3 hours or whatever. And that, to me, that's not fair to others. So I can understand, you know, people do complain that other people are signing up for other people. I can understand it's an accommodation, you know, for Joe, for you to do that for him. But we, again, are we being fair to the general public with having someone sign up, you know, all four courts or two courts at one time? That's just, you know, how I feel. It's just...
Thank you.
Generally. And Lisa, I really appreciate you bringing it up because I think that we have to look at the ADA and not just for one, you know, situation.
Yeah.
Do we have any other? Come on up, please. Thank you. Welcome back. All right. As a reminder, if anybody has to have any private conversations, if you wouldn't mind just going out outside the meeting room. Thank you.
Mary Lou Fillingame, 33 Ocean Way Drive. I've been playing pickleball in Ponce Inlet now for 10 years. I used to play when it used to be a basketball court way back a long time ago. And we were the ones that went to the town and begged for pickleball courts and the whole nine
yards.
We've
seen you many times.
So my question, aside from I agree with, I don't want to do away with the reservation system, is if you do away with it, where are we all going to park? There's only 6 spots in the front that line South Peninsula, and there's some down the side. Now, during the weekdays, those people work in the building there, the fire department, the people that work in those offices. That doesn't make very many parking places. You also have tennis court. You have a lot of kids that come there and play in the playground, the basketball courts, the racquetball court. So what are you going to do for parking? Are we going to park out on the street, lining up and down the, you know, peninsula on pulling over to the grass, you know?
Right. You bring up a valid point, for sure.
Now, yeah, but even the fire department, they have a bunch of parking places taken up. So I'm just saying that
you
have to think about that before you make your decisions.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to make a motion, and you guys can not second it or determine, but I would like to make a motion that we research if we can, if it would be reasonably accommodating to keep our current reservation system and maybe keep one court open for that reasonable modification if someone needs a reasonable accommodation. So if someone needs to call the office for a reservation, if staff could maybe research if that would be reasonably accommodating, and or look into you know, what websites would meet the new technical standards. You know, we're just an advisory board sending this to council. So before it went to council, I really would like to, you know, try to address further, you know, the clear request from our citizens. That's a long motion. That probably needs to be modified.
You know, maybe we should look at a new system, something, because there are systems out there that basically you could, when you get to the court, say, for example, if you're given a number and you punch in, okay, I'm number 86, I'm at the court, goes into the system. It automatically keeps a count. If there is somebody that's a no-show, they should be penalized for no-shows. In other words, there's better systems out there.
So there's a motion on the
really
floor.
Look into it.
Right. There's a motion on the floor for staff to research if a new system could be reasonably
accommodating. Were you researching those, Jackie? In the last year, you've been researching a new reservation system.
If I can address, so we have researched several different reservation systems. What Stacy is proposing does not provide the equal opportunity that we did research that with our town attorney to see what that provides for equal opportunity. The court reservation system that I have been researching on a trial basis, that still does, it's almost the exact same as other online reservation systems. A no-show still requires accountability on behalf of the person making that reservation, for them to make the cancellation, for them to make any changes, and for a staff member, it would have to be present in order for that to be accountable, to check somebody in, to make sure that they are not showing up, to see multiple accounts. That still wouldn't be resolved either, because we wouldn't be able to understand and figure out who has which multiple emails.
Oh, we could check in with you when we get there. You could have a sheet, and we can say we're here for our reservation, and you can check us off.
So well, that I would be manning,
I think manning the courts would be a little bit unreasonable. Yeah, exactly. That's just my opinion. I mean,
that would have to be required 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and there are other jobs.
And I'm not looking to burden staff at all, but if the reservation system was only available to reserve during, you know, 8 to 4 business hours, Monday through Friday, for example, and then we also had that open court, you know, if we could, you know, I know that wouldn't be my personal request.
Why doesn't the open court suffice to? It's an open court. You want four open courts. Why can't you just have the three on the reservation and one open court for whoever?
Because that means that you're providing three court opportunities for people to provide their specific reservation.
Oh, so we can do two and two. We can have two for reservations and two for open, and then it's even.
Well, there will have to be order. We can, hold on, ma'am.
You would have to make the tennis court a pickleball court and use that one for open play.
Hold on. Name and,
hold on. A day, the tennis court.
Name and address in the mic. And then if you could just put your whole comment in the microphone so we could all hear.
Okay. Maybe you should make the tennis court, put pickleball lines on it. That could be your fifth court and use that one for open play and let people book the four courts and the tennis court will be the fifth open play. Mm-hmm. And it won't cost you anything but paint.
Yeah, but you got people that want to play tennis too, though.
One day, you look at the whole week before
an hour. Hold on. We need to have order in the meeting room.
That's it. I'd like to pose a question, which is, one of the things I've been hearing is about the no-shows. So I understand that when you're there, you see when people haven't shown up. So if you're as capable of sending all these emails, couldn't there be a system where an email is sent, for example, Jackie, to the office? And don't you have a list of who has reserved? I mean, the reservation system is online. So there must be some way of tracking the no-shows. If people just send an email and say the court wasn't used from 10 to 11, 11 to 12, and then perhaps there could be some follow-up from staff to send an email to these people to say this is the third time you haven't shown. You may not, you know, say, like, your license is suspended for 6 weeks.
Well, and I definitely hear you. I think the no court situation, though, is kind of a separate issue than what we're, I mean, I think it's adding to the frustration, I think, sometimes of that court availability. But I do think we should focus on the agenda item, you know, trying to figure out how we can meet all of these requirements while still, you know.
But I'd like that to be added to the research as a thought of how to deal with it.
You know what we need? Because this is open to interpretation, because I kept reading it, and it depends how you interpret it, and it says reasonable. We need an ADA specialist at the meeting to answer these questions.
We too.
If it's in compliance or not.
This is the town attorney.
An attorney is not the same as an ADA specialist.
That's true. But so if there's specific questions, for example, I mean, I never want to interrupt anybody. So I could address a number of things, one being the comment, which is valid as far as you could get somebody who is next to you, like a partner or a parent or a sibling, whoever, to make the reservation for you. However, under the ADA, and I pulled up this language that I would be quoting it precisely, it requires that individuals with disabilities get to use the public service, whatever it is, in a manner that provides substantially equivalent timeliness, privacy, independence, and ease of use. So these aren't arbitrary standards that I'm just coming up with. These are federal regulations that we are required to adhere by, and there are consequences if it falls the other way, if someone doesn't feel like asking whoever is in the vicinity to make the reservation for them is equal ease of use, is equal independence. And privacy goes to if you're trying to file like your taxes or something online, obviously you have to share information, but it's the same it's the spirit of the ADA that we have to bear in mind, and that's just being as inclusive as possible despite potential inconveniences, or we foresee that this might be an issue. It's an existing issue with people who have disabilities, and we want to make sure that they're included in the community. That's
absolutely
the spirit of the ADA.
No, absolutely. So our original agenda item goes to ask us if we would like to request that council keep modified or removes the current reservation system. So from Mr. Shepherd's office, those would not, we're basically our only choice then is to remove it. Is that?
That was not my conclusion. I don't know what the town's resources are. I mean, if you give me potential, like Jackie and I have been discussing, well, what about this? Well, what about this? And we've been kind of going through it as applied, the practical application, because it can't be equal in theory. It has to be equal as applied.
So what would your modification recommendation be, since we are just trying to make our best request to count for council?
Well, wait a second. I got one comment to make before she says it. Because here it says a person who has an intellectual or cognitive disability may need assistance in completing an application for example, public benefits. That's what the example. Mm-hmm. How come it's okay for that, but it's not okay to ask for assistance to reserve a court?
Oh, no. I didn't say it's not okay to ask. It's certainly okay. But what the ADA underscores is the most integrated, the most equal approach that's possible. So if you have two options, one being that you have to ask someone to make a reservation for you, and that'll be contingent on if somebody's around at 10 p.m. or calling, and that.
Or we can change the time.
I'm sorry.
We can change the time to office hours.
But that's what I'm saying. So I'm happy to discuss various options. Jackie and I have discussed a few. I don't, in my opinion, from the, Mr. Shepherd's office, I don't think that having a separate, having a separate court for that's open play for disabled people is an equal opportunity to benefit, because non-disabled people will have 75% more chances to use the court. And so that's not at an equal place. That's my opinion. If the town wants to go in that direction.
Yeah, I disagree.
Well, we certainly want to promote something to council that's within ADA compliance. So I do see some public comments. So let's come on up. Whoever wants to come, if you guys want to stand in line. Nancy, come on. Name and address, please.
My name is Angie Coper. My address is 4626 Harbor Village Boulevard. Did I understand in the beginning, Jackie, that you said we have 3 years to come up with this plan?
So as the
we have 3 years to comply?
No. So as the town attorney and I kind of discussed, there are two requirements that are separate for ADA process. One is the technical standards that within the town we have to comply within those 3 years for web content. But as it stands right now, currently, and any time between now, 3 years, 50 years, we have to comply legally with any reasonable modification request for a disabled person.
Okay, so there was a request?
There was a request, yes.
Okay, and we have how much time to modify it for that request?
We have to meet that reasonable modification, and I'd have to ask
which
the attorney.
Reasonable is the word that is relative here, because that is so ambiguous.
Right.
There is nothing, I mean, what's reasonable to you is not reasonable to you, and I think this is where the stumbling blocks are in all of this, because to me it's like, why don't we just leave it as it is right now, the reservation system, get this ADA person in here or whatever, and give it some more time. I think we're jumping the gun here on this whole system where we really don't know what is reasonable and what we need to do and when we need to do that. So is that an option?
So under the ADA, there's not a specific, as in you have to provide an accommodation within 4 weeks or whatever, and the reason for that is to provide flexibility depending on each individual's government's resources and all that. And so, but what is required is an interactive process to try to figure out, okay, this is what the request was, this, and so you engage in that of, okay, what is the nature of your disability? Why is it that you need this specific accommodation? Perhaps we can find a different accommodation that is equally as effective. You know, so there is a requirement for an engagement process. And so dragging your feet on a request for an accommodation is it undermines the spirit of the ADA, which is inclusion. And so you're right, there may not be an outstanding request at this moment. If there was an outstanding request at this very moment, the town would be legally obligated to explore its options in order to ensure that that person has the same opportunity as every other person to make a reservation.
But we are exploring. That's the purpose of all these meetings, is to explore it, and I think we're still there, and I just don't think we have all the answers yet to make this huge change
to
the system that's been working for 5 years.
Whatever we vote for today is not final by any means. This just moves to our town council and mayor for final approval, but I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
I think we need to make sure that we're not being reasonably accommodating.
But it does give us measures. It does give us time to research it. Can't we just hold off and you research it a little bit more?
We have researched several options and
more.
I haven't heard a different suggestion that we have not explored yet, but we are open to other suggestions that would provide equal opportunity.
I think that's a good idea, only because also the person who initially had requested it is now preferring the reservation system too.
I would recommend.
Okay, we don't need to clap though.
I would recommend the board gets together and studies the ADA a little bit more so we understand it better, as far as so we could come up with some possibly better solutions and just keep the system the way it is now.
Let's go. Let's move on with our last public comments. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Breedlove. I live at 4670 East Links Village Drive. First of all, I think the reservation system works well. Other than the fact that I could say I have a disability, I could get a letter from my doctor because I truly do have a disability. I don't have to let you know what it is. But my disability is that at 10 o'clock I go to reserve a court, and by 10:01 everything's full. So does that entitle me to being disabled? I think that could be abused because people don't get a reservation time and they could abuse it. But for those that are truly, and there are a lot of people that abuse disability status. And I don't think, I think that could fall into play at some point in time. But the biggest thing with the reservation system is that others have said a lot of people don't show up. And there is a sign there that says if you don't show up 10 minutes after your reserved time, your court has been forfeited. So if somebody has 6 or 7 people in their group and they really wanted 2 courts, they could go ahead and take that court if nobody showed up. Call a friend and say, come on over, we need you to play. But it's too often. I mean, we were just beating our heads, and I think it was during the time with Daytona Beach Shores. And we finally got in, and we get over there, and there's 3 empty courts. And none of it's canceled. And so if there's some kind of system, whereas if you go over there and there are courts that are empty, if there's an email, we could send an email to and say, you know, Northeast Court is not occupied, although reserved, then maybe penalize that person and say, I'm sorry, you didn't show, you're going to have to forfeit this time. And maybe then they'll have a little bit more consideration of the people that are playing and trying to find a court. But the 10-minute rule, I don't see where there would be a problem with just walking on for people. And then as far as the tennis courts go, if somebody truly does have a disability, and there are people that truly have disabilities, you could make they're not going to want to play every day, likely, or maybe they will want to play every day, but make it so that they can call you a week before people are making reservations to get that time. So if it's, like if they want to play next Saturday, they can call the town Friday and say, we would like to reserve this court for this time. But then, again, they would have to show that they are, in fact, disabled and they can't do it. But most people do know how to use a computer. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, if someone's in a wheelchair, that's not going to eliminate them from being able to play. So maybe set it up in such a way that if there's a situation like that, I rarely see anybody on the tennis courts. Maybe take the tennis court maybe 2 days a week at a certain time and set it up so that a group could play pickleball. That's all I have to
thank
say.
You.
But I think what you do now is good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like the idea of, you know, persons that are disabled not having like a week limit to reserve, that it could be more of an open reservation system where they wouldn't necessarily have to, you know, they could call 2 weeks in advance and reserve, you know, just to really be more reasonable.
It's more accommodating. It's more accommodating to those that are truly disabled that want to get out there and play.
It's an interesting point.
I agree with you, but I don't think that's legal. Because what I'm thinking of is, what about you that really want to play? Someone has it over you. You have no disability. I have one, but I can reserve it every Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
This would be like the tennis court.
Oh, so I get lesser than what everyone else
this
gets.
I played pickleball on the tennis court back in the day when we painted it.
Pickleball on the tennis court. So reserve the tennis court for those that are truly disabled.
But if you make it at noon during business hours, I don't know how that would work on the weekend, so... But yeah, that's not equal, aggregate. Though. No, if you make it
it's just
at the same time.
Food for thought.
Say she calls Jackie and says, Jackie, reserve me a court when it comes open at noon. Try and reserve me a court at this time, and maybe give her a backup time if that's not it.
I'm no lawyer, but it seems very reasonable if our online reservation system was only open during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and the availability to call someone at the front desk, who I've called the town upon some inland a million times, 8 to 4, and someone is always answering the phone at the front desk, if that wouldn't be equally accommodating for people. If it was 8 to 4 or 8:30 to 4:30, whatever time that desk is staffed, closed on holidays, you know, if our online reservation system was only available when someone could call and equally get a reservation through a staff person at the front desk, not making it a specific human, but just whoever is monitoring our front desk, would that not be reasonably accommodating?
I think if the town could, after an internal review of its availability of staff, and it could assure that anybody who would be calling in would be getting an equal opportunity, depending on like when it's open, the whole opening reservation, I know there tends to be kind of a, you know, so if we are able to get past that barrier, then as you describe it, it sounds like it would be a reasonable modification. But again, it would have to be reasonable in practice.
Sure.
You describing it sounds...
Sure. Well, I make a motion that we allow staff and our legal team to research if it would be reasonably accommodating to have an online reservation system only open during normal operating business hours, so people with disabilities could call during that time. And if that is reasonably accommodating, then move forward for council approval and further discussion. Do I have a second?
See, we got the weekends we got to worry about on that.
Yeah.
We're just talking about actually making reservations.
Right, but the weekends they make reservations too.
It's not. If we have a second, we don't have to do a roll call yet. But we could come for a public comment. Go ahead. Do you want to come up to the mic, your name and your address? Since we don't have a second.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jennifer Foyer, and I'm at 4653 Riverwalk Village Court. And I truly appreciate your time, and I truly appreciate this type of discussion that we're having. However, if we're all being completely honest, having the ability to reserve a pickleball court 24/7 is way more accommodating than 8 to 4. Mm-hmm. We're taking something that's inclusive to the, it's completely inclusive, 24/7. There's nothing difficult about it. What we need to do is look at holdmycourt.com. Since it's been in place for 10 years, do they have a newer, more updated ADA compliant version? And do they have a more updated software that can send out an automatic notification like every other website in the universe, mm-hmm. where 24 hours before your reservation, since it has your email, an email, automatic email goes out that doesn't require anyone's time to remind you of your reservation, just like I get from my hair salon and my doctor and every other business on the planet, because that's where we're all going, to be more automated and more efficient. And somehow all of those places aren't having issues like this. So we could look at that, many, many, many doctors and all other forms of businesses as an example for this, and kind of look at what are we trying to solve. And initially the whole point was that we were trying to solve no-shows. And so an automatic notification that says, hey, your reservation is at this time, and it even says yes, no. Like literally you have to push 1 if you're coming, 2 if you're not coming, and the system automatically cancels your reservation and opens it up for other people, mm-hmm. so that the general community knows 24 hours before play, go in and see if, you know, the system's changed. I check the system like every hour of every day. I play pickleball every day of the week. I played yesterday at Daytona Beach Shores, and let me just tell you, even though there's 8 courts there, there were at least 50 people there, and I'm pretty confident that the majority of our Ponce Inlet players, they would be discriminated by in this open play system, mm-hmm. because the majority of our players are more of a rec player. They're not a trained player. They're not players that are, you know, often even using correct, you know, skill sets. We're just out there having fun. But that is not the pickleball world. If you are to go to any other club where it's open play, it's then all about skill set, hierarchy, winning, who's the king of the facility. And that's not what the town of Ponce Inlet is made up of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're friendly people. We've made the most incredible friends through pickleball. And they're like 80 years old, 60 years old, 40 years old. We're like all different ages coming together because we have comparable skill level. which doesn't necessarily mean that at Daytona Beach Shores or at an open play court, we would have equal opportunity. So I highly recommend that we look to continue with an automated system that works 24/7 and is ADA compliant.
Thank you. And I could not agree more that I would love a 24-hour system, but I'm trying to make a motion that could see approval by our legal team. You know, I mean, unfortunately, but the town of Ponceland is going to have an obligation, even though it initially came up as like a no-show Daytona Beach Shores drama. Now we're in this new conversation, so it is going to have to be addressed. But I hear you, and I could not agree more that it should be 24 hours.
Yeah, I think
automated.
However, it started. What it ended up doing is it brought forth something that we were unaware about, and that's potential to discriminate against people who may not be able to access something that everybody else can access that's provided by the town and that they pay for with their tax dollars as well. And so we just want to make sure so that we are, again, being as inclusive as possible, regardless of where this started, this is where we are now.
Hi, I'd like just to make one request.
Can you do your name and address again? Sorry.
Mary Comfort, 85 Ocean Way Drive. I just wanted to make a request with the additional research that's done. If you could look at other municipalities that have a reservation system, because I know for some of the research that I did for tonight, there are several, maybe not in Florida per se, but that were coming up that have recently put in reservation systems and that also mention, you know, their compliance. And so I think it can be done. I just think we need to do additional research to find a way to get it to work.
I agree. Pickleball is like an international wave of excitement, and certainly someone is figuring out how to make it ADA compliant.
Exactly, and using technology at the same time.
Sure. But also, if you don't have a reservation system, what's to make a person get off the court? I'm going to play all day. And that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, and I mean, it sounds like everybody's in agreement. I mean,
it's all open to interpretation of this law, and I disagree with your interpretation of it, that's all.
But I think that as a board, we're all in agreement.
I think it's a reasonable, it says it has to be a reasonable effort. Yeah. And I think it is a reasonable effort.
Yeah.
And the reservation system.
There are very particular standards of what reasonable is, and if I didn't address it enough in my email analysis, if directed to by the town, I am happy to take every single one of your proposed solutions and truly do an in-depth analysis and look at case law, look at recommendations from the ADA as far as guidance, and do all that as far as this has happened before and they found it to be unreasonable, this has happened before and they found it to be unreasonable. I did do that research on my own, and that's what led to my analysis. But if you want to see, you know, the work that was behind that so you can like fully understand.
Yeah, and I'd like to have a specialist say, give their opinion on what we could do, or they may say this is reasonable and a reasonable enough effort.
Hi.
Name and address
I'd like
again.
To say, is there any way that I could just drop it about asking about my husband getting a disabled court? Because he does have the right to have anybody book a court for him. And that's what we've been doing the last few weeks. Other people have been helping him book a court. So same thing with his disability or anybody, if you're 80 or 84 years old, you can't book fast, but you can assign anybody in the world to book you a court. So that's not a problem.
Thank you.
It's not a problem, but wasn't one of the concerns that people are double booking or putting their name, different names
down? You always play with four people, so it's not like you're playing by yourself. You have to book yourself. You could have anybody book for you, whether they're playing with you or they're not.
No, I understand that. I can understand
that. So whether you're disabled or you're just old and slow, it doesn't matter.
But I understand, from what I understand, is one person would put their name down four times so that they would have 4 hours.
Well, sometimes if you have a group, you want to play for 2 hours.
I understand
and like I said,
that. But
some people, like even in my group, they're not disabled, but they're old. And right. They can't get on fast enough. So,
you don't put down your name, you put down their
mark
name.
Mark out for leagues or something, say, all right, I always right. get 10 if you to have 12, a league. She always gets 8 to 10. That's another way of doing it without every week calling in 3 times a week.
So it's not you putting your name down 4 times. You put down Lisa Genovese, Joe Genovese, like that type thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. I understand that.
Anybody,
and I think
anybody
that is,
could do that. That's
to me, that's
anybody
fair.
Anybody has that luxury of disappointing anybody.
Oh, I understand that, and I think that's very fair.
And it's worked.
What I'm talking about is there are some people that reserve the court under their name under different names.
Right, but
or
I'm
different
saying,
emails.
Like, say if somebody has a total of 12 people, they want to get two courts, 2 hours. The other people, like I say, they're too slow signing in, so.
As long as it's different names and not the same person.
Liz, thank you, ma'am. Thank
they
you.
Were talking about.
I just, really quickly, guys, if you have a private conversation to have, please just step outside. We do have to continue this meeting and come to some sort of agreeance to pass on to council.
But I wanted to respond to that.
Hold on one second. Ms. Alex.
May I address that comment? Although somebody may be able to find a way as a disabled person to find somebody to make that reservation for them, we may not know of another person in this community that has been quiet this entire time that has a disability that needs an opportunity and they don't have the privilege or the granted opportunity for another person to make that reservation for them. So we do have to address the majority of a disability for an equal opportunity for our town service.
Thank you. Name and address, please.
My name is Bill Collard, 4628 Harbor Village Boulevard. I've seen 4 people come up here and give you guys the solution, but nobody's listened, okay? You got 2 tennis courts that are rarely used, and you could paint one of them pickleball, the pickleball thing, and just let it be for ADA only, and just leave the other 4 the way it is. I mean, I don't see why it's all this convoluted type of thing. I mean, it's just an easy solution. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Disher, did you want to make a comment? I see you.
Thank you. Mike Disher, town manager. I need to kind of put this into context a little bit. So there's what people want to do, and then there's a matter of risk for the town in whether to comply or to what degree to comply with the ADA. Yeah, so the town attorney's job, she's done a great job for us. Her job is to keep the town from getting sued. That's it. And she has done a good job of that. We've had this in previous cases. I don't know how many times, if y'all remember the times we had to take out our bus stops. Does anyone remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To me, that was based on ADA because someone was going around suing communities in the county for not having ADA-compliant bus stops. Guess which jurisdiction did not get sued? In the town, in the county. That was Ponsonland. So that was, to me, that's a perverse outcome, but it was one that kept us out of trouble. Eventually, we were able to go back and put in ADA-compliant bus stops. Same thing happened with our website. You know, people were suing jurisdictions for not having ADA-compliant websites. So we took basically everything down, every kind of document, until we figured out a way to make them compliant. But again, we were the only jurisdiction to not get sued. So it comes down to a matter of risk. How much risk does the town want to accept? It's not that we can or can't do certain things, but there's a consequence for that. So, yeah, we will be happy to go back and research this and provide different options. And then ultimately, this board and the council can weigh those.
Thank you, Mike.
So
thank
that's
you.
It. Yeah, thank you.
Can I ask a question real quick? Do we have internal attorneys, or do we contract everything through Mr. Shepard's office?
You do not. It's all contracted through Mr. Shepard's office.
Has there ever been discussion about internal attorney just to make matters like this a little bit simpler and kind of be in-house? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I'm sure that not since I've been you know, the town manager in this position, but I mean, that's, it comes down to just from any time you wanted to have an outside expert or in-house, it's just volume of work. You know, does it make sense to hire someone, provide an office, sit there, provide all that stuff versus having someone available when we need them?
Right.
So that's
you.
It.
Yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah.
No all right, do we have any other board discussion on this matter?
Would you please repeat your motion?
Absolutely. I make a motion that we request staff and attorney do further research to see compliance for an online court reservation system only open during normal operating business hours to be equally accessible to meet ADA requirements.
Can I amend that and ask a question? Could you add an automated system that would work for 24 hours, either or?
Well, I'm confused. I lost you.
To do research on automated systems for 24 hours that are compliant, not just
oh, yeah,
limited,
that's a, oh, yes. Okay.
To business
so
hours.
So the amended motion would be that staff and attorney look into compliance with reasonable accommodations, so either a new online system that would meet the ADA requirements or allowing a system open only during operating business hours of the town.
I'm upset. The reason why I'm not seconding that is that I am concerned about the amount of time and money that has already been spent on this issue. So I have a feeling we're going to come back to the exact same thing.
Yeah. After we pay a lot of money.
Pay a lot more money and spend a lot more time.
An ADA specialist may work with ADA guidelines, but it's attorneys who litigate whenever anybody has a complaint against any public entity. So they may be able to advise on some alternative approach, but if someone feels that that's not sufficient, it will be a law firm that would be representing the town.
In light of what Liz said, I have a question, Jackie. Is there any opportunity to do further research, or is your research concluded?
I've done several options with the town attorney, spending back and forth on different options, especially through the comments that were submitted. We've researched all of the ones that were suggested, a tennis court, an additional open play court, no reservation system that's completely different. We have not found one that is a reasonable modification that could provide for equal opportunity for all or most disabilities.
That I would recommend is a reasonable risk, because there's always going to be a set of circumstances. You know, that's always going to be open. But, you know, I didn't want to frame it as, you know, in an abundance of caution, but that is ultimately my job. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this play out in court. This is an extremely litigious area of law, particularly as time goes on. It's more and more cases have been mounting against local governments specifically. And so I didn't want to frame it as, well, let's do this in order to mitigate the risk, but that's the reality of what Jackie and I, that's why we're recommending what we're recommending, because we have vetted it. If you want us to vet it further, I'm happy to do that, but.
Can I make a motion just to keep it the same?
We have a.
No, there are two motions. There's another motion pending. It would have to be withdrawn.
Oh, okay. Name and address, please.
Fraboni, 4733 River Glen Boulevard in Ponce Inlet. I just Googled.
Into the microphone, please.
Dave Fraboni.
Here.
I just Googled 88 compliant Florida pickleball court systems. There's like four of them out there. They're 88 compliant.
This isn't about an 88 compliant court. This is about an ADA-compliant
reservation
system.
Okay,
I misunderstood you. Okay.
That's just what I Googled. Winter Park, California, they're out there. I guess I'm confused as to why we say we've done
so
research on it. ADA-compliant.
Compliant in what sense? As it adheres to the compliant technical standards?
Pardon me? Yes.
Okay, but
Winter Park down the road?
Mm-hmm.
Over here?
Yeah.
They're using it.
Right.
So I think, yes, we need to actually do the research now.
Yeah.
To make sure that we've checked all the systems.
Yeah.
Number two, the reservation system guarantees the opportunity to make a reservation. It does not give you the opportunity to say which time you're going to have. So it's not guaranteed that I will have the same court every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. It doesn't allow for that. Sure. It doesn't guarantee that. Just the fact that my computer is older than your computer, my modem is slower than your modem, is going to put me at a, quote, disadvantage, mm-hmm. like everybody else. So this whole notion of everything being completely equally fair is never going to be there because we all have different systems. Therefore, the reservation system does work well for this community, works well for this town, so that everybody truly does have the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. May I address?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. I'm happy to come back and do, like, give a presentation. I wish I would have done that because I'm a visual explainer. But the system that Winter Park or whoever else has, that may be technically required, technically accessible under the ADA, under the technical requirements, which is a separate analysis. So their website may be ADA compliant. They also may have, on top of that, I don't know, the resources to accommodate a reasonable request for someone who still may not be able to access the reservation system. That's what we're addressing here. So we can make this reservation technically requirement under these standards, that's that three-year timeline. But we still have to give an accommodation or a modification to someone who says, despite your adherence to the ADA under these technical standards, I still cannot access the reservation system. Okay, what can we do to help you? So that's what we need to find is a resolution to, in that instance, putting aside the technical. I just brought up the technical accessibility because that was something that was just going to be there as well. I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention. If you decide to keep it, we also have to make sure it also adheres to these standards.
You know, when you call the doctor's office after hours and you get, like, the call center and they don't really know anything, but they are able to, like, do a few things? Like, I even wonder if, you know, if we either only had our reservation center, online reservation center open during normal business hours and or, you know, Monday through Friday had some sort of call center operation where someone who was, we could have a little note that says, you know, to also make this reservation, you could call this, and we could contract out a call center, you know, which may be only used once a year, but would be available to be equally accessible. I'm just trying to work within the means that you are providing to be reasonably accommodating, but also meet the majority of our players' requests and keeping the online reservation system.
I think the sticking point, though, is business hours. I think you're not taking into account weekends and the 24/7.
She said have a call center that answers, like a doctor's office, that answers after hours. Then,
after hours.
If that would be possible. I mean, I just wonder what that cost would be. I hear you, and you know, I agree with you. I hate it when we spend money unnecessarily.
I know.
And especially for legal stuff. No offense to present company,
but
it really does. I hear you, and I don't want this to be something that, you know.
Can you check with the places that do have the ADA reservation system and see how it works?
Yes, I can reach out to Winter Park and.
Well, there's other ones too. If you
and see, I just want to reiterate that. They may mean that their standards for the reservation system are technically accessible. I can then ask them, okay, if someone says they cannot, then what's your reasonable, you know, accommodation?
Yeah.
What do you do? And I can certainly see, but if you know, they say they have some sort of resource that we don't have, then we're kind of back to square one. And so that's just what I want. Everybody.
But maybe we can get that resource.
Yeah, I just want everybody to keep in mind is that it's. What's feasible given the town's resources and that what another municipality may have
we may not have the same access to because it may be an extraordinary expense or something like that. They may have more personnel or something like that. So I have no issue reaching out to them and finding out what they have done in the past.
Not just them, but if you did a few, that would be...
Oh, yeah. I've reached out to a few municipalities in the North Central Florida because Jackie said she reached out to see if anybody in the county did a reservation system. And that no one had. So I have a few contacts up there. I reached out to them to see if they had one. And if they did, what did they do? No one had one. So I was kind of back where I started. But I can reach out to Winter Park and see what they do.
So I make a motion that we encourage...
Oh. I think we're going to have to close discussion.
I know. At some point, we do have to close discussion and make a vote for this matter.
Wait.
Come on up. Name an address.
4653 Riverwalk Village Court. Okay, I totally understand this is about mitigating risk. I completely understand we've opened the can is open, and we're all going down this slippery slope to, I don't know where.
Compliance.
Let's just say we're going towards compliance, but we're doing like a test. So let's just say before we go ahead and wipe out holdmycourt.com for all four courts, can we make a motion to consider two open play courts and two reserve only courts for a period of 6 months, 3 months, a period of time to evaluate how it affects the greater community at large, including those with or without disabilities, and see what the response is, what the reaction is, and we don't just do this knee-jerk thing to try to save us being in a lawsuit situation? I understand that's the main concern, but maybe if there were two for open play and two reserved, we wouldn't
kind of
goes
in line with my first motion. I like it.
I'm going to be the one that everyone's going to hate. To make it simple, all of your concerns that you have brought up and for the last couple of months, actually. That, you know, we have gotten papers on would be solved with open court. Excuse me.
Yeah, guys, we have to have order.
You've complained about, or you have concerns, I should say. You have concerns about other people coming in and playing, and you know that we're open to everyone. It's a public court. We have to open to any town that wants, anybody that wants to come. That we have to do. Otherwise, we wind up losing that grant, and we can't afford to do that. That's number one. People not showing up. Open court, people will be showing up. Yes, I understand that. Parking, I understand that's a problem. It's a problem now, I think, when I look at the parking there. You do have Picky, too. Some people, and I have had people speak to me saying that they like the open court. Obviously, they're not here tonight, but they did say that live here in town, and they ride their bike to get there. So, you know, that's fine, or they walk and all of that. But it's my concern about the town being sued. This just solves everything. You still get to play. Besides having one tennis court here, you have some courts over at Harbor Village that we could do the same thing with, or you could, because it's private, but you could do the same thing. Make those into pickleball courts, too, if you wanted. And so there's extra courts for you. So my recommendation is to remove the online athletic court reservation system.
Will you put that in the form of a motion?
Oh, okay, well, I move then that we remove the online athletic court reservation system.
I second it.
Well, we will do, we got a first and a second. We will have a roll call.
Ms. Mintz?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms.
No.
Mr.
Shaver? No.
Ms. Bell?
No.
May I comment on one of the, before you move for it,
sure.
The suggestion of having two open plays and two reservations?
I will spare the time and expense. I can put it formally in writing if you'd like me to and give all the requisite references, but I know that that's not going to be something that I would recommend, and the reason for that is because even two courts and two courts or one court and three courts, no matter how you divvy it up, if you are saying that those two are open play to accommodate those who have a disability who may not be able to access the reservation system, if I have a if I am that person, then I have to go to the court in order to see if I can play. And somebody who doesn't have a disability can just go online and make a reservation. Do you see how it's still
unequal? But if you did that in conjunction with having reservations available through front office staff?
Okay, that's if it maybe, if that's right. Something that...
Maybe can, that would be something to look into.
Yes, but I'm just saying on its face, just the two and the two or the one and the two, I'll save you.
Yes, I hear you.
Can I make a motion?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm not sure what it is, but it's going to come out anyhow. I make a motion to keep everything status quo and let you research the other places that have ADA reservation systems and then report back to us.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Well, roll call.
Okay. Ms. Keys?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Lamar?
Yes. I have a question, though, first before I answer. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This is our recommendation that we're making to council, correct? Okay.
So we would actually, maybe we would need to amend that to be more clear that we're researching to pass it on to council, or you want to research to to our board?
Yeah, I want it to come back to our board. I'm not ready for it to go to council yet. I want her to see what the other places that Dave found that have ADA reservation systems and what they do and ask those questions that you need to ask. Maybe get an ADA person, specialist, and ask those questions to that person. Just do all your due diligence. Meanwhile, just leave everything alone.
I hear you on that. I wonder if, though, we should also look into if there would be compliance with balancing in-person phone.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of it.
I am just so, again, concerned about making this decision without asking council, do they want to spend this money? It's not just these people. We have a whole town that we're spending a lot of money on right now. So I don't want it to come back to us without asking council first if they would like to continue this.
So how does that work?
Well, I think we have a first and a second on the floor, and we...
Should we finish the count, though? We had we had a vote in...
Yes, we did have a thing out, but then I had questions. So my answer would be no when you asked me.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So thank you for your participation. We do have an excellent conversation coming up for new business 7C about Timaquan Oaks garden potential improvements.
We also have the motion of...
Hold on 1 second. Let me just hear from Ms. Alex, please. Sorry, Ms. Alex, what was that?
We also had the request for the additional
secondary court. Thank you so much. We forgot about that. Sir, name and address, please.
My name's Jim Meadows. I live at 752 Terrytown Trail in Port Orange, Florida. I have been blessed to be able to come to Ponce Inlet with my guest being invited because I don't want Pictona where I have to go put a paddle in. I got a fractured neck. I got two shoulders out, my hips going, my knees are about gone, I got scoliosis, I cannot go and put my paddle somewhere with a number 5 when I'm a number 2, and I'm going to get my butt kicked out there, and I'm never going to go back again. Never. Because I'm embarrassed. And it's the same thing up there. They accept me up there for what I'm doing. And I come all the way. I got plenty of courts in Port Orange. We got 8 beautiful courts. And they're all paddled up. We don't go to any. My wife's brand new at it. She wants to play. We've been invited to Ponce Inlet by the gracious of you guys, and
well,
we appreciate it.
Anybody can come play in Ponce Inlet. It's an eco grant.
Right. And now the open courts, I've been there at 7 in the morning, completely open. 9 o'clock, people start coming around. I've only been there a couple of months. I'm new at pickleball. I've only been there a couple of months. 7 o'clock in the morning, I go there completely open. Anybody with any disability whatsoever, including myself, could go there, be cooled off, not hot. You go at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on blood pressure pills and see what happens to you by paddling up. You get 10 minutes of playtime. Then you got